Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about dance in Chinese. We have a young dancer, Luke Rack, joining us. Hi, Luke. 你好. Well done. You are 11 years old.
Yes.
And you are a dancer at Royal Opera House. Can you tell us, when did you start learning dancing?
I started dancing when I was 5. And I loved it.
Okay, and you decided to become a ballet dancer?
When I was about 6, yeah.
Do you know that I watched you dancing? On the 29th of December 2016, you were the page of the king.
Yes.
In the Sleeping Beauty. Okay, yeah. Right. So the way to say dance in Chinese, as a noun, we say 舞. 舞. That's it. Yeah. So you curl your mouth, say 舞. 舞. And it's a third tone, so we go down and up.
Ooh.
Ooh. And then verb, we say dance in as a verb, we actually add a verb in front. We say 跳舞. 跳. 跳 means jump.
Okay.
So when you say 跳 is, oh, I jump, yeah. I leap.
Yeah.
So 跳舞.
跳舞.
跳舞. And the character for 舞 at the beginning in the ancient time was actually a person carrying some skin, animal skin, dancing around with the steps moving around. So that was a very graphical shape of a person dancing. Do you dance other type of dance other than ballet?
For a couple of years I did. I didn't really enjoy it though, so...
Oh, what are they?
I did jazz and modern.
Right.
And tap.
Right, okay.
So... And then I did some courses as well in summer. Some courses do ballet right. and other dances.
Okay.
But I enjoy ballet a lot more. So.
Right. Okay. The way to say ballet in Chinese, do you want to know that?
Yeah, sure.
It's so easy. Ballet.
Okay.
Yeah, because people in China, they just use the sound. They took two characters sharing the same sound as ballet. So they ballet. And to emphasize this, that form of dance, they say ballet wu.
Ballet wu.
Yeah. And in you, for example, you are a ballet dancer, you can say ballet wu zhe.
Ballet wu zhe.
Zhe means a person. That just add the definition that is a person performing ballet. So ballet wu zhe.
Ballet
so
wu zhe.
You are a ballet wu zhe. So you can say 我是.
我是.
我 is I.
Yeah.
是 is M. 我是.
我是.
芭蕾舞者.
我是芭蕾舞者.
And you can say, I love dancing. In your case, you say, 我爱跳舞.
我爱跳舞.
我爱跳舞. Do you remember 跳舞 means to dance?
跳舞, yeah.
And 我,
我
is
I.
That's right. And I, here I'm speaking Chinese, not the I in English. So I is love. I love dancing. 我爱跳舞.
我爱跳舞.
And if I want to emphasize, it's not tap, it's not jazz, it's ballet. Then I say 我爱芭蕾舞.
我爱芭蕾舞.
你爱芭蕾舞. And I can say 你 is you. So 你爱芭蕾舞.
你爱芭蕾舞.
我爱芭蕾舞. That's true, but I can't dance. I can't dance, but I love it. Right. You are going to the ballet school later on, right?
Yeah, September.
September. It's a Royal Ballet School?
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
To say congratulations, we say 恭喜.
恭喜.
恭喜. So how many sentences have you learned today? Quite a lot.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, let's repeat. To dance, 跳舞.
跳舞.
And then to dance ballet, 跳芭蕾舞.
跳芭蕾舞.
To say, I love ballet, 我爱芭蕾舞.
我爱芭蕾舞.
Have you seen Chinese ballet?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, I was searching because when I was doing the research about this episode, I saw some Chinese ballet and I was very curious. And because I am from that part of the world, and it turned out that I didn't know what Chinese ballet was about. And turned out that was the combination of a Russian ballet and a Chinese acrobat.
Ah, right.
So you could see a female dancer, a ballet dancer, 芭蕾舞者, would stand on the guy, another dancer's head, performing some really difficult moves, more like an acrobat rather than the traditional Russian ballet. Right. Thank you very much, Luke, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we learn how to say dance in Chinese. We say 跳舞. 跳舞. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Luke.
再见啊.